Today I would like to offer a sin and peace offering. So when I was at my hotel playing with my brother, there was a cabinet that we were playing with. And I put my fingers when I was going to open it, and my brother closed it. Then I got mad because it hurt, and then instead of me saying to my brother that say sorry, instead I got mad. And then the Lord reminded me to not be mad and only don't keep on thinking about it. So at the end, I had peace in my heart and stopped thinking about it. Praise the Lord.
Father, I want to offer Christ as my burnt offering. In the conference, my mom told me to take notes during the meetings so that I can remember what was shared and be useful in God's kingdom. I obeyed by paying attention, and I have been taking notes. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father, for Christ as my meal offering. The other day, my sister closed the sliding door on my finger by accident. It hurt so much, so I cried. But when I felt calm, I told my sister I forgive her and did not get angry.
Thank you, Father, for Christ as my sin and peace offering. Yesterday, my brother and I both brought a chocolate home, but one of them got lost. My brother got really mad that I ate the only chocolate that he cried. After that, we both got into a fight and did not forgive each other quickly. Eventually, I remembered the verse Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Amen. Do not let the sun down on your wrath. Amen. The problem was that I already let the sun down on my anger and I already sinned. At the end, before we slept, we made peace with each other, and I thank the Lord for giving us peace at the end.
Amen.
I have a burnt offering to give to the Father. This week I was able to help out more around the house when James was not at home, especially in preparation for the guests staying at our house. Also during the conference, I was able to listen and pay attention and write notes during the meetings, even when I was tired. The Lord gave me the strength and endurance. Praise the Lord.
Father, this week I bring Christ as my meal offering. Yesterday I had to take care of all the little children, and something had happened where something didn't come, and I had to work around it, where I was mainly depending on it. The Lord had given me strength, and also in my flesh I would have complained, and especially with the children screaming downstairs, but the Lord had given me help also through one of the sisters here. And I was able to rely on the Lord throughout the whole thing. Amen.
I want to offer Christ as my meal offering. I want to read Numbers 19, verse 15. And every open vessel which has no cover fastened on it is unclean. This week was my UFT orientation, and the Lord reminded me of the dangers of mixing myself with the world, which will lead me to spiritual death. Praise the Lord He was able to be with me even though there was a lot of swearing and other not so good things among the people around me. I definitely did not fit in. I pray that I will also be the salt on the campus in this coming school year and that I will cause the people around me to see Christ in me. I also pray that I would be a closed vessel to all the death that will be around me, that it would not enter me. Praise the Lord.
Eliane and I, we just want to read some verses from Matthew 5. Matthew 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Amen.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Amen. I also want to thank our Heavenly Father for Christ, my wonderful meal offering. Thank you, Lord, that you are always available with your fine humanity, leading us into the life of your kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, I got up, and then I wanted to hurry that I'm in time in the meeting. And then Eliane woke up, and she was not in a good mood. And then I thought, come on, you have to hurry up, we must go. And then in my heart was like I just have to push her. But then the Lord showed me, take time for her. Take time for her and pray with her. And it turned out the reason was a very encouraging reason. I don't want to share too much, but I realized I need a heart. I need a heart to seek the Lord and to have compassion.
Amen.
And this helped her and also encouraged me. Amen.
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 Our Father, I want to give you Christ as my burn and also peace offering. Thank you. You're always there to remind me to come to you.
Amen.
Through Christ. Last weekend and even the week before, I realized and I noticed that I was stressed. I was stressed for the preparation of the conference, but also many other things. But at that point, I was still able to control it and not show it. But then last Sunday for the Zoom children's meeting, I had to cover Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. And the Lord alone is wise, and I had to come to him. And it says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the Lord was very wise. I couldn't teach the kids just to control it, but I have to experience it before I could teach it to the kids.
Amen.
And the Lord reminded me I had to come to him, and not to take a nap, not to take a break, not to take a vacation, but take on his yoke.
Amen.
And that is the only way that I can have rest in my soul.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. He's always so wise. He's always so timely. And it's such a good reminder that in everything I do, I have to do it with him.
Amen.
And another thing that he reminded me is that in all my services to him, the most important part of it is to pray. And when I pray, when I come to him, I see him as the only potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there's nothing to be stressed about.
I have a thanksgiving offering of my experience of Christ to give to the Father.
Amen.
And he has shown me that he's faithful in even in practical way. So this is kind of a dealing with an auto insurance renewal, which I've been delaying to tackle it like every year. For those who own vehicles, right, you know that you have to do it, but I have been delaying because I don't like doing it. And it's time consuming. And the premium is actually higher because of the new address, of our new address, because we have moved. So I asked God for help. It took me more than an hour to review the policy and to prepare the questions to ask. So before I called, I was thinking that it will take me about an hour to have all the answers to my questions. Somehow, At the beginning, God gave me the right question to ask. And it's a question that is not included in my list. So instead of an hour, normally it might take me an hour just to be on the phone with the customer service rep. I was actually at the phone for only 20 minutes. So I thank God for his faithfulness. And praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, I have a sin offering and a burnt offering to offer to the Father today. Previously, like a lot of times before, I personally used to like refrain from inviting certain people to the conferences, not because I wasn't bold, but because I had this concept in my head that they will probably not, either I get rejected or they probably would not take it too seriously, right? And I was, kind of afraid for rejection. But praise the Lord speaks, and he spoke to me to not judge, right? So this week I had an experience. I invited one of my friends to the conference, right, to join online. And we're talking about the details, and I we're doing this in the presence of another friend, right? And this, and this other friend is kind of known for his inability to not take matters seriously, right? So we were doing this, we were talking about the details in front of this other friend, and so the person I invited actually ended up like joining, and apparently like the other friend, the unserious person, he asked the other guy he wanted to join too, right? But also the friend I invited knows his tendencies, and he didn't want to invite him because he thought he was not going to take the matters seriously, right? And later on, he told me that he wanted to join, right? And I kind of shared the similar feelings to the person I invited, like about that he has tendencies to not be serious, right? But immediately the Lord rebuked me, right? And told me to not withhold the truth from anyone, right? So praise the Lord, I was able to take him as my burnt offering and invite him, and praise the Lord, he joined. So that was really encouraging, and so I thank the Lord for that experience.
Amen.
I have a sin offering for the Father. As you all know, I moved into my apartment this morning, and I met my roommate, and he's from Beijing, China. And he had no concept of Christianity at all. Like, I had to explain to him a little bit, like, what it was. And I really wanted to share more, but for some reason I froze. And the Lord really used that experience to humble me and show me how much I was still lacking in his work. And I want to take this experience to really change and spend more time with him, that I could also continue to share with my roommate, and maybe we'll see him one day here.
I'd like to offer up to the Father Christ as my meal and peace offering. I'd like to offer up to the Father Christ as my peace and meal offering. I would like to offer up to the Father Christ as my peace and meal offering. And I'll be reading from Job 37, verse 13. It says, "He causes it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy." Earlier this week, I went for my orientation. And I didn't want to pay $15 to park at the school because I was only going to be there for close to 2 hours. So I went to a plaza and I was like, and the plaza had a time limit of 2 hours. So I went there and said, I'm going to park for 1.5 hours. That's 1 hour, 30 minutes. On getting there, I parked, I left, went to the orientation, came back like in less than an hour or even a little bit more. Came back, tried to look for my car. I couldn't find it. And I called the the towing company that was put name there and said that yes, they towed my car. This was a very humbling experience because I was given a coupon for pizza and I was waiting for my pizza. And when I found this out, it was really distraughting, and I was about to just break down in tears, not because of the pizza, but because how am I gonna get a car without a car? Because I called them and said that it's 30 minutes away from where I was, and I was wondering how am I gonna go there without a car. So surprisingly, the Lord gave me peace in my heart because I decided to call my family, tell them the situation, talk to them, explain the whole situation, and I wasn't overly angry or distraughted anymore because I remembered the verses in the Bible, especially I'm not gonna read it again, but I remember the verse in the Bible. And then the pizza guy, after he gave me my pizza, I just said, I'm going to get my car because it was towed. He was like, what? Your car was towed? I was like, yeah. Why do you look so okay about it? I was like, then I made a joke and I said, maybe because I can't wait to eat this pizza. And then he was laughing. And then after I left, I was really grateful to the Lord for giving me peace on to not get angry and to not sin in that exact moment, and to just hold my tongue and just accept every situation, whether it be due to correction or for the Lord's mercy.
Father, at your feast, I want to offer Christ as my burnt and grain offering. This week, Nathan got his list of courses for grade 10, and one of the subjects listed was philosophy, which is not a good course at all. Since his school is so small, there's no other choice or courses to take to select besides philosophy. We even talked to the vice principal of the school, and it seemed she could only give us an option, which was to just skip that class and have a spare, which I also didn't like. She also said she would talk to the principal about it next week when school starts to see if there's any other options for us. The burnt offering is to learn to obey the Lord, to not compromise and allow him to take the course. Although it was easy to just compromise and just say, oh, it's just for 4 months, so what's the big deal? Or, oh, we believe that Nathan is strong enough in the Lord and will not be influenced. No, Mo and I did not want to take any chances because we didn't want the enemy to use this to mess up with his mind or thoughts or opinions. The enemy can easily sneak in with his evil ways, so we have to be so careful, especially in these last days. So it was decided that it's best to have no course, rather have no course than to take philosophy. I was originally concerned and worried about it at first, but praise the Lord reminded me that his return is very soon, and really all this school stuff may not even matter anyways. Yeah, so I put this matter into the Lord's hands and prayed about it, and also Nathan prayed about it. I told the Lord, I don't want to worry about this anymore. So the meal offering is that he helped me to be at ease and to trust in him and to be okay with whatever outcome it was. And amazingly, in a matter of a couple days, Nathan received notice from his school that philosophy course miraculously changed to another course, which is so much better. So I truly believe that the Lord was able to do the impossible by changing this course just 2 days before school starts for him. Praise the Lord.
Father, I want to offer up Christ as my sin offering. I'm very protective of the people who are close to me, and recently I received some news about something that affected someone that I'm close with. And normally when I hear news like that, I will immediately react in myself, and anger will flare up at whoever hurt someone I'm close to, whether it's justified or not. But this time, the Lord stopped me and reminded me of Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. It seems like each week since we've been talking about the Constitution, the Lord has been giving me a new opportunity to experience and apply that Constitution. So Matthew chapter 5, verse 22 says, "But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire." And the Lord reminded me of this, and because of this, I was able to take Christ as my sin offering to deal with whatever emotions usually arise or actions I want to take out of myself so that they didn't come up. But instead, I turned to the Lord, and he showed me that he allowed this to happen for a reason and to instead turn to prayer for the situation. And I thank the Father for giving me Christ as the sin offering to deal with the sin that was in me before I reacted. Thank you, Father.
This week, I offer to the Father Christ as my meal and peace offering. This week was really tough at work with non-stop customers, leaving me exhausted at the end of the day. I started to worry about how I could stay committed to the Lord with the daily chores at home and the upcoming conference on the weekend. I really wanted to gain from the Lord and fellowship with the saints at the conference. By the end of the week, I had a bad headache, and my aching body led me to feel pessimistic. I felt like running away from this suffering and giving up everything, even to quit the job just to be with the Lord. I didn't want to let this tired body weaken my soul. I turned to Christ, and he showed me Hebrews 12:4. Hebrews 12:4 says, "You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin." I took Christ as my meal offering because I realized that compared to what Christ endured, my suffering was very small. I have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. Christ endured suffering for the joy that was set before him, and I could also learn from him to accept suffering for the joy set before me, rather than wanting to run away from it. Taking his humanity, I received his grace that gave me strength to overcome this weakness. I was even more joyful and also took Christ as my peace offering with the grace I received because he granted me peace and joy in the Spirit. I read in Hebrews 12, verse 10. Hebrews 12:10 says, "For human fathers indeed for a few days chasten us as seemed best to them. But he, God, for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness.
Amen.
Through this training, the Lord taught me to endure and persevere. It was amazing that as I followed him, my headache went away, and my soul was refreshed and spirit restored to press on toward the goal and finish this race together with him.
Amen.
Father, thank you that I could learn endurance and perseverance in Christ. I give you glory that we can be partakers of your holiness for your kingdom.
Thank you, Father, for Christ as my peace offering and thanksgiving offering. Before my trip, I was praying for this time here in Toronto, especially for the young generation and the University of Toronto. And it's such a joy to see so many young brothers and sisters who are burning for the Lord. And we could also preach the gospel on their campus. And I really thank the Father for this time here with Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we has asked or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for always showing me Christ in all my experiences. It's really hard to pick an actual offering for this experience. So I'm just going to say it's an all-inclusive offering. I really experience Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. As with all the saints, every time conference time and we're hosting guests, it's a busy time. And I know as I get older, like my body starts to fail sometimes. But I know that the enemy will attack me, especially when I know I am needed in his house.
Amen.
And this has been in my mind to say no, I am going to say no to the enemy when he is attacking. And this week, I have wonderful guests in my house and wonderful fellowship. And as we are all laboring, suddenly I wake up one morning with really stiff shoulder and I could not move. And my immediate reaction was to be anxious and say, how can I serve you with a stiff shoulder? What am I gonna do with the guests if I can't move? Right? But I said, no, Lord, you promise, if I seek your kingdom first, you will take care of my needs. I will not let this defeat me, and I trust you. And praise the Lord. I mean, he didn't take all of it away, but with some prayers of the saints who helped pray for me, even though I know, I said, I trust the Lord, we'll take care of it. The Lord was able to reward me. I feel like it's a reward. To alleviate some of the pain as I labored through with the saints through the conference. So I praise the Lord for him as a wonderful God and my wonderful King.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tonight I offer to the Father burnt offering and meal offering. 2 weeks ago, I offered to the Father about my sin offering for my co-worker because of some discussion of, like, he gave me a hard time for my job. And in my action that time, I feel angry. And I promised to the Lord that when I saw him, I asked for forgiveness. And praise the Lord that last week I saw him. In my flesh, like, oh, you have no fault, why you need to ask forgiveness? But the Lord spoke to me that you have to because of your action. So I talked to him, and he forgave me, and I have a peace after that. And then he said that, you know what, it's my fault. You just tell me what should I do. no, I'm not thinking about what you did. I have also a fault. I have also a fault that my action, like as a Christian, need to be like in practical and daily. Praise the Lord that we have a short conversation and forgiveness each other. So praise the Lord that now we are okay. And then this week, the Lord showed me about in Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. And I'm going to read this one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. When I read this one, not only five times I read this one, like this verse goes into my heart, like, Lord, only you can do this one to me. Like, how can I love you if my heart is not pure? So I need to make sure that my heart is pure, and so that I can love you more. And then the Lord spoke to me about sometimes working too much, and then thinking about I have more strength, but the Lord spoke to me that even my strength, I need to offer to the Father that, Lord, I'm so weak, so that the Lord help me spiritually. And even my mind, my soul, like, Lord, this is very practical, even how to take care of my household, my kids, like emotion, I don't know how to explain, but you know, sometimes you're angry, you cannot control me, I cannot control because of their, sometimes they're annoying, they're kids, right? So, but and the Lord spoke to me that, that's the part of training. Sometimes the Lord use the children for what we have, our faith, how strong you have, like, to the Lord. So praise the Lord. That's one of my meal offering that showed to me, especially this conference that added to the verse that I have, and make my faith more and to love to the Father. Praise the Lord.
Abba, Father, I want to worship you with Christ as my burnt offering. Actually, for the past few weeks, I had some bad experiences, and I was just trying to keep to myself. You know, there's this verse in 1 Thessalonians which reminded me some time ago that, you know, that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands. But I was just minding my own business, and I was not minding the Lord's business. And as this conference came, the Lord started to remind me on certain things that I have to do. And in James chapter 4, verse 17 says that, therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. So this word was so clear that I should not just rely on my own thinking, but I should learn to overcome what is in my thoughts and my flesh, and really learn to walk in the Spirit. I took Christ as my burnt offering to be fully obedient to the Father, to what he has put into my heart. And I should say that, you know, my heart is filled with so much of joy, especially to see all the saints here in Toronto, all the older saints. You know, it's so wonderful to see the older saints and to see all the children just running around from Germany, from everywhere, like all the children in my house running. It's filled with joy. And I should say that all my joy is kind of summarized in this verses from Zechariah chapter 8, from verses 4 onwards. Thus says the Lord of hosts, old men and old women shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem, each one with a staff in his hands. And most of the older saints are not having the staff. But still, it was so joyful to see all the older saints as well. You know, because each one with a staff in his hands, because of great age, the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in its streets. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, will it also be marvelous in my eyes, says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Amen. They shall be my people, and I will be their God, in truth and in righteousness. Amen. So wonderful to see all the saints of all the ages together in the house of the Lord. It's truly, it's amazing. Praise the Lord.
Father, thank you that I can offer Christ as my sin offering to you. I'd like to read Exodus chapter 16, verse 4. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. Father, thank you for using this verse to recover me from going astray from you. Oh Lord, thank you that this word became my salvation when my heart was going astray. Lord, I offer Christ to you as my sin offering, that daily I may put my trust in you, that I will walk in your law. Amen.
Offer to the Father Christ I enjoyed this past week as my sin, burnt, and peace offering. I really thank the Lord for the conference. As prior to the conference, after coming in contact with Chris's family and her church, there was really a burden in my heart concerning that, as there were also in denomination. And after the meeting or after an encounter with her parents, her mom sent me about a book, and I believe the printed out tract, or I would say printed out, I don't know what to describe it, but it was just a writing, and pamphlet, and previous conference, I invited her for the conference, and but this was just more or less kind of an invite, you know, it would be nice for you to come, and really, but there was no really real intention towards the invite. But after the encounter, just in, I believe on Friday when we started the conference, the Lord really did expose the burden in my heart, which was how to, you know, bring her to the church, or, you know, really expose her to the truth. But when we read Matthew 16, 15 to 18, I'll just read that. And he said to them, well, who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. 17, Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And the Lord really exposed this burden that only the Father can expose, Christ, who is our anointed King, to us. And after going through this conference, I sent her again an invite. This time I was pretty much working around to see when she would come, and we were able to come up with a time that she would be able to come tomorrow morning for the meeting. And this really was a joy in my heart, but also was a constant prayer that the Father reveals the Lord to her in this conference. Amen. And I thank the Lord for such peace in my heart, and
I am still praying, and hopefully that she, the Lord does, the Father reveals the Lord to her as his, her King.
Amen. Father, at your holy feast, I'm bringing Christ to you as my meal, sin, and peace offering. I'm reading Proverbs chapter 29, verse 23. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. A few months ago, I may have unknowingly offended someone through my inaction in a matter. This offense bothered me for a while, but I did not do anything about it. I wasn't even sure if the other party was offended. However, this week, the Lord opened the opportunity to see this person again. Right away, I obeyed the Spirit and apologized to the person. Praise the Lord that my apologies were accepted with grace. The Lord reminded me not to be a stumbling block and to always remain humble. Mm-hmm. There is no shame in being the first to ask for forgiveness, even if I believe my actions or inactions are justified. I was finally set free from my guilt feelings. Peace was restored. Amen.
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 Father, I have a sin offering and burnt offering and thanksgiving offering to offer to you. For sin offering, Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. This week, I got the chance to invite some saints for lunch and for fellowship. I didn't choose the right food because they don't used to it. I also overcooked the food. For me, I feel so shameful. But because of the fragrance of Christ in them, I can rejoice in the spirit with them when they were in my house. After they left, the enemy started to attack me, and I feel so condemned. When I turned to the Lord to seek his righteousness, he gave me peace. But when I'm not in the spirit, I fell back to condemnation. And this condemnation becomes so great, I cannot enter his rest. So I called a sister for fellowship. And this fellowship brought me back to life. Later, I continue in his presence, and he shows me that my good flesh always want to treat the guests with good meal, which was taught by my tradition. But the Lord shows me even the good flesh is still the flesh, and it's so deceiving, and it's under the law of sin and death, and cannot submit to the righteousness of God. Through this light, I confess my sin before God and ask for forgiveness and healing. After that, I was so joyful, and the condemnation was gone, and did not come back again. Praise the Lord. And burnt offering. In a prayer with the sisters, the Spirit reminded me I should send a message to a sister for reconciliation. I responded to the Lord that I will obey. After the sisters' gathering, without any hesitation, I sent a message to sister for checking out whether there's any offenses between us. The sister responded so quickly. We find a peace with each other. I can sense the relationship with this sister become closer after that. Praise the Lord. And Thanksgiving offering. This Friday, I went to pick up a sister for church dinner. After I picked her up, I did the right turn. All of a sudden, a teenager with a scooter appeared before my car, and I did an emergency braking, but his upper body fell onto my car. We both were so shocked, and I said to myself, oh my goodness, did I kill her? But praise the Lord, she said to us that she's okay, and she went away. And both of us raised our voice to praise our Lord for his protection. And I can sense the Lord preserving my heart without fear. Praise the Lord.
Father, I'd like to offer Christ as my burnt offering. And I'd like to start by reading verses in Galatians 5:16-18.
I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So this past week, I decided to go with a bunch of young people to go play escape room in Yorkville. And it brought back a lot of memories of when I used to frequent that part of town. And I became excited and found myself telling the Lord of my distant yet fond memories. Trendy stores, you know, fancy dinners, dressing up, all of that, right? Staying out late, being part of the crowd. But yet the Lord reminded me that I do not need this and to stop thinking about it. And I didn't fight with the Lord, as in a way I knew these things didn't interest me anymore. And I no longer relate to any of this. But why did I suddenly get these thoughts in my head? How do I avoid such thoughts? Right? It's almost like I'm being enticed about it again, right? And I really just want to praise the Lord that he gave me these verses in Galatians and reminded me that the secret is in walking by the Spirit. I must live by the Spirit of God. It is rather simple concept, actually. And I need not follow my strength, but be led by his power. And further, the Lord also reminded me that if my Christian life looks too challenging or difficult or stressful, I just need to remember that I was not called to live it by myself, and that I have the Spirit, and I have the brothers and the sisters. So walk by the Spirit, be hooked to the power, and go wherever he leads.
Praise the Lord. So pretty much yesterday, after the church, I went to my workplace in the escape room as well. And so I was pretty much talking with one of my old coworkers. She used to work here, then she stopped. So while I was traveling over there, I was thinking, why did she come back? And it just felt like the Lord talked to me, saying, like, you know, you should talk to her about the gospel. So I was like, okay. So when I got the chance, we just were able to naturally come to that conversation. And I was happy to see that her heart wasn't hardened and she was pretty soft to it, as she did read the Bible before, but she was using more logic to actually try to read it and try to understand it in her own words. So I just decided to, you know, ask her to talk to her, like to pray, rather than try, you know, reading it, trying to use your own knowledge. Try praying for the knowledge to come to you. And we were talking and she was happy to, you know, receive it. Amen. Fortunately, I did have the card of the church in my pocket for some reason. So I was just able to give it to her. And she was interested. So if the Lord will, she'll be here. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. over a few days, I observed a back and forth between two people. And as I listened to it in my heart, I just didn't want to get involved. But as this back and forth, the same discussion point came back and forth. And eventually the Lord said, no, you need to just speak something simple and short. And I said, I don't know. I don't really want to get involved. But at one point in the middle of this back and forth, there was a slight pause, and the Lord prompted me, now. And it was good to speak just a short, simple word for one of them to help that one get past this debate. And I thank the Father for Christ as my meal offering to give me what was necessary to speak to bring in peace. And later on, I talked to the other person separately, and I said, I hope you're okay with me speaking what I needed to speak, and they were thankful that I spoke it. And this is really to experience Christ in such a way. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. So, Father, thank you for such a Christ. who is the real peacemaker, and that I could obey him to speak when I need to as the burnt offering, and to speak what needed to be spoken as the meal offering.
Thank you, Father, for Christ as my peace offering this week. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Yeah, thank you, Father, for giving us Christ to be the way to you so that we can also call you Abba, Father. Amen. This is such a privilege. Last week, there were a few things in my heart that came up and things that I desired. They're to do with different things, many different things. They're not necessarily bad things. They're actually, I think some are good. But I didn't know whether the Father would like me to have them or not. So he was so faithful in giving me this verse, and it was just so simple. After reading it, I just pray and say, Father, if this is a good thing for me, you will give it. And if it is not a good thing for me and not for your kingdom, you will take it away. And he filled my heart with so much of peace. And it's not just for that one thing, but for the other things that also came into my heart that I desire. So I'm very thankful for such an access to the Father through Christ. I'm also thankful because through this experience, I was even able to share the same verse with my coworker. All my coworkers know that I'm a Christian and I always share with them. But for me to really cite a very specific verse, I haven't done that in the past. Well, I did once before when I did a presentation. But in the normal course of conversation, to just be able to share a verse about how he has been my peace in so many things is such a wonderful experience and very encouraging for me. So I thank you, Father, for Christ is my peace offering. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to give my offering as I read Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you. Father God, I worship you as I offer Christ as my all-inclusive offering. As I listen to the message this morning by our brother Moses, it will be unrighteous of me not to recognize and acknowledge your all-sufficiency, which I have enjoyed in Christ. In going through the storms of life, it's been very stormy, but Lord, you have not allowed the storm to drown me. You have guided my feet and caused men to reach out to help me. For peace and sound mind, Father God, I worship you. You are indeed an ever-present help in time of trouble. Thank you, Father, for your all-sufficiency in Christ. Amen.
Father, this evening I want to offer Christ as my sin and burnt offering. So yesterday, as we were getting ready in the morning to come for the meeting, Paul came into the room and he was searching for something. And this is just when I'm about to get ready. So I knew that he looking through the laundry to find the shirt that he needs means that I get late to get ready. So I pushed him out of the room and I told him, you'll get me late. So I just pushed him out of the room. But when we came to the meeting yesterday morning, I saw that his face was, he was really sad that I had pushed him out of the room. And And he didn't say anything, but I knew that he was upset. So the Lord also rebuked me that how my actions affect him and the children. So this morning, again, when I was about to get ready, he was ironing his clothes in my room. And the Lord told me to have compassion on him. And as soon as I entered the room, his reaction was, "Oh, are you going to throw me out of the room again?" But the Lord really, because the Lord had rebuked me yesterday, I knew that I was supposed to have compassion. And I told him, "No, you stay, you iron." And I went to the bathroom and I changed. And I thought, because he was ironing, I asked him to iron some of Naomi's clothes. But because I went to the bathroom to change and I didn't speak rudely to him, he willingly ironed Naomi's clothes. And I saw that how my actions really affect the children. And this was really yesterday was a sin offering, and today I could take Christ as my burnt offering. And it changed the way it affected Paul. The other sin offering is that because as we are preparing for the conference and school starts on Tuesday, there was a lot of things, there's groceries, there's getting ready for school and preparing for the saints, staying with us and for the conference. And I realized that I've become a Martha and constantly worried because there's only so many hours in a day and I'm trying to do everything and I'm still falling behind. And the Lord reminded me in Luke 10, verse 41, Luke 10, verse 41, where Jesus answered and said to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." I really need to take Christ as my peace offering and my rest. All these works still need to get done, but how to do it in Christ is something that I still need to learn. And the Lord reminded me that I shouldn't be worried and troubled, but just trust in Him and do things with Him being my strength. Amen. Amen.
Father, I want to bring you Christ as my wave and peace offering. This week, the Lord arranged a situation where I felt like I was being pushed to my limits, and I really thought about giving up and quitting. Naturally, the complaints bubbled up and the death came in. But as I stumbled back to the Lord, He gave me the peace which surpasses all my understanding. I was actually confused as to where my distress went, and life after being so stuck in death, and strength to get what I needed to get done. He made it clear to me that it's not by my own abilities, but it is all by Him, and He helped me to not be upset, but to thank Him for the opportunity to gain more of Christ. Amen. And I praise the Lord that everything ended up better than what I could have ever asked or thought of. Father, thank you for being my success. Amen.
Praise the Lord. The last 2 weeks before we came to Toronto, there was a lot going on. And I was looking for a verse to encourage a friend of ours whose wife was in the hospital for heart failure. And the Lord brought me to Joshua chapter 1, where He says, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth," verse 8 and 9. "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Amen. And I was very much encouraged as I was encouraging this friend of ours in this chapter that he says, so many times be strong and of good courage. And I want to thank the Father for giving us Christ, for giving me Christ as my burnt and peace offering, because I did not know when I was encouraging him that the Father was really preparing me for the next 2 weeks. And there were so many things that were happening with the brothers and sisters, and then everyone asking me, are you ready for Emmanuel to move? And my time was not spent worrying about Emmanuel moving, because I had so many other things on my plate to serve the saints with what was necessary at the time. And the Lord really provided me with strength and courage to provide the time that was necessary and to give and to offer the service that was needed for all the brothers and sisters. And then the peace of the Lord that surpasses understanding, even though all the things were not prepared yet for Emmanuel to arrive here, he took care of everything step by step, and he led the way, and I cannot thank him enough. I would not want to go through that journey that I did the last 2 weeks without the Lord. I actually don't understand how people who don't know the Lord live, because you must live otherwise in a constant state of anxiety, whether you have all your check boxes and everything set. But the peace of the Lord was really with me all along the way, even though there were so many unknown things. And I praise him for preparing the way and leading everything that has happened over the last few weeks. Praise the Father.
I really want to thank the Father for the reminder that our reward comes from him. I really recently got really discouraged to serve in the translation service, because there was even critics from the ones in need of translation. But I read from Ephesians 6 verse 17, take the helmet of salvation. And from 1 Peter 5 from verse 5 to 8, likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, Father, I offer you Christ as my burnt offering. You helped me bring my thoughts captive to you instead of giving room to the enemy. Because of this obedience, you helped me in the translation service and even brought back in the fellowship a sister that we had lost contact with for years. I thank you because not only you give me the strength to serve the saints in it, but to do it with joy and love. Amen. I want to glorify you, Father, for your marvelous works. Amen. I thank you for making me humble and obey you through Christ.
Amen. Yeah, Father, I want to offer you Christ as my burnt offering. There was a matter that has been bothering me for a couple of weeks regarding a certain person. And last week, I thought of an opportune time to bring it up. But somehow the Lord reminded me certain verses. The first one is from Romans chapter 14, verse 13. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. I even found a verse that speaks directly about this matter. I thought, why don't I just share this verse? Then I don't have to speak it in my own words. But the Lord truly stopped me from doing that, and I took Christ as my burnt offering to be obedient to him, to let him be the one to speak to this person about this matter. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. So thank you, Lord, I can take Christ's fine humanity to have compassion on this person and to let him be the one to speak to this person regarding this matter. Yeah, thank the Lord.
Abba, I bring Yeshua as my grain offering. I love debates. I love apologetics. But on two instances this week, I was able to step back and say, look, I'm just giving you more information. Let's just focus on your experience. Thank you.
Father God, I thank you so much for Christ as my sin and trespass offering this week and all the experiences this week. I'd like to read a verse from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And before the Lord passed by, and a great and a strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Lord, I thank you for your experiences this week and for reminding us that you speak so very clearly to us, O Lord. I seem to be doing many things this week, but the Lord gave me in his still small voice something to do. I found it very small to do, and I kept putting it for later. And later the Lord rebuked me and showed me how that was more important than many things that I did. So I come and ask for forgiveness, and I thank the Lord for reminding us that he is still speaking in his still small voice. So to pay attention to it. Amen.
Father, I thank you. I'd like to read a few verses in 1 Samuel, chapter 2.
Louder, please.
1 Samuel, chapter 2. I'd like to read from verse 1. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth, for the Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are guarded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry have ceased to be hungry. Even the barren has borne seven, and she who has many children has become feeble. Verse 9. He will guide the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength, no man shall prevail. A few weeks back, we were preparing for the conference, and I took a burden the Lord has laid in my heart, and I labored on it. Later last week, at the conclusion, there was need for us to take additional burden. By then I had already prepared the burden the Lord has laid in my heart. Then I went into the second burden. And yesterday, for some strange reasons which the Lord knows, I thought I was to share on Sunday morning. So I didn't go back to the burden the Lord has laid in my heart. And as I sat, a brother actually told me, "Osi, you're speaking this evening." I said, "No, I'm speaking tomorrow morning." But he didn't continue because I didn't look at the final timetable. So when I sat down and after the singing and nobody was to speak, I looked at the timetable and it was me. So I confessed before the Lord. And I said, "Lord, now you have exposed me. I pray you will cover me." So, trusting in my strength, the Lord exposed me. But praise the Lord that also He also showed me that I must learn to depend on Him absolutely. Praise the Lord.
Father, thank you that I could experience Christ as my wave offering this week. With all of the busyness of the conference and guests arriving and so many things that had to be planned, sometimes it can be easy to get caught up with all the busyness and all the things. But I thank the Lord that He caught me in that situation, and as I was preparing for the word and spending time in the word, He brought me back to life, and that reminded me of John chapter 6 verse 63. It says, "It is the Spirit who gives life; the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." So indeed, I could say that the words of the Lord, they were spirit and life to me this week. Amen.
I have a seen. I have a seen and burnt offering for the Father. Yeah, before to come to Toronto or decide to come to Toronto, there are many things to be considered, and also the things to be done. And I actually didn't plan to come. And this morning I shared concerning the complaining. Actually, the last 2 weeks I was complaining almost every day. Oh Lord. And that is really give me a warning. That, yeah, I don't want to be disqualified.
Amen.
Yes, I want to be in this kingdom, a part of this kingdom.
Amen.
So finally, at the last 2 days, I decided. I told my wife, "So, okay, we go." Yes. Thank you, Father, for this experience. You really give me such warning that I should not complain.
Amen.
Because complaint is unbelief. Yeah, I want to give myself to you. And thank you also for this light and changing my attitude towards the truth.
Amen.
Yes, Father, thank you for your son.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to thank the Father. Sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. I'm really, last June, my wife and I came to visit Toronto. And 3 days, it was really resurrection, and I enjoyed the fellowship so much. I really miss the church life and had a wonderful taste of the church life. And so I heard about the conference, and I really asked the Lord if I could come again. And I'm so thankful I could be here, because to me it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's just a delight to be able to speak, to see so many saints who are living in the Word of God. They understand. I mean, I speak to a lot of Christians and they don't know what I'm talking about. They don't read their Bible. And I, many times I just leave weeping. You know, blessed are those who mourn. That I'm so joyful. Speak to so many saints, I'll start to utter a scripture and they know exactly the scripture. Just fills my heart with joy, and I want to give thanks to the Father, you know, that I could be among a people that call upon the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. I just really, really worshiping the Father in spirit and truth. Thank Amen. You, Lord, that I could be here.
Amen.
Very impressed is that the youngest one started giving an offering. I think it'll be a shame if the oldest one doesn't give one to the Father. I truly appreciate it, you know, to see the young ones learning right to give such an offering to the Father. Of course, recently everybody knows it's about the kingdom. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is about the kingdom. And I really praise the Father to give me personally an experience of how to experience the kingdom. I want to know how to experience the kingdom. It's not just that, Lord, we are the kingdom, and I really praise God that we are the kingdom of God. We are in Zion. But how do I express that? I ask the Father. How do I experience being in the kingdom? What do? Just being in the kingdom? And the Lord really opened my eyes and what it's all about. The Lord is not just sitting on the throne, but he's doing something so important to make all of his enemies his footstool. So my question to him is, okay, how do I participate in that? If I'm in a kingdom, what do I do? And recently, and all this time being in the kingdom, I realized I need to fight against God's enemies. Just like what Ephesians chapter 6 says, our warfare is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers, against the heavenly rulers of this world, these evil rulers. And seeing so many things happening in the past weeks and months, as part of the kingdom, the Lord has given me such a reaction. I cannot just see the things happening and no reaction. And not just to say, oh, it's awful, but to react with the Lord. We are in Zion. And Psalm 110 says, out of Zion the Lord stretched forth the rod of his strength to rule over his enemies. And how can I, being in God's kingdom, just watch everything going on and no reaction? So I really praise the Lord that in those times when seeing the news and everything that's happening, there is a reaction with Christ in my heart, in my spirit, to say, no, Lord, we condemn that. Do not agree with that. Lord, I want to see your judgment upon all these evil things that are going on. And, the Lord to really awaken my spirit and my heart to say, no. I cannot just sit there and watch things going on without a reaction in my heart.
Amen.
Do you have a reaction?
Yes.
Right. And I realize this is the kingdom. What's the use of being seated in the heavenlies with him on a throne and not to feel what our Lord feels? Seeing all of this evil that's going on. All of the lawlessness that's going on. All of these things that are going on, of course, well, praise the Lord, he's coming soon. Yeah, but what for? Why do we want the Lord to come? But today, being one with him, seated in the heavenlies, with him on a throne, you and I, and personally, I want to partake of the Lord's righteousness in judgment.
Amen.
Upon all these evil things that are going on.
Amen.
I cannot just sit there and watch and see, oh, terrible things happening, and react and be angry. What's the use of being angry? But a feeling, I praise the Lord for this heave offering. The Lord ascended to the throne. Even in Hebrews chapter 1, the Lord hates lawlessness. He loves righteousness. He hates lawlessness. I praise God for this inner feeling in my spirit to be one with the one sitting on the throne to judge all this evil that is going on. Even right here in Canada, you have such a terrible government. How can you not have a reaction? People just say, well, we can't help it. No, we can.
Yeah.
We are sitting with the Lord on his throne. Right. And we are in Zion. And the rod of his strength must go out to rule.
Yeah.
How can he be sitting on the throne, seeing everything without any reaction, and we being his kingdom on this earth, representing Christ?
Yes.
I praise God that I can experience Christ and being one with him in his judgment, in his reaction. If only he reacts, and we, personally, I, and all of us, including you, I cannot testify for you, but I cannot just sit here in his kingdom and not have the same feeling as the one sitting on the throne. What a wonderful Christ we have. If he could just do everything by himself, then how come he's waiting for so long? He's waiting for you and me. He's waiting for me to have the same feeling as he is. That's why it's written in the scriptures. The Lord gave us such an authority. Although all authority is given to him.
Amen.
But he also gave it to us. What we bind on this earth. My, there's a lot of things to bind today. Seeing it's all this happening. I think the Lord, if he's the king and we are his kingdom, he reacts and we are just sitting there. Oh, that's terrible. But it's not just terrible. He's waiting for his kingdom people, for you and me, to react, to judge. Because he's coming to judge this earth. Ah, I thank God. Thank God, my Father. to stir up my spirit to be one with the Lord sitting on the throne. He's the ruler over the kings of the earth. I asked him, how come if you're the ruler of the kings of the earth and they are behaving in such a devilish way, you don't do anything? The Lord gave me the inward feeling. I'm waiting for you to react too, according to his righteousness and his reaction. Praise God. That we as his kingdom today can be one with what the king is doing on the throne. So I offer this, Christ as a king, to God my Father, and pray that many more of the sons of the kingdom will rise up to react, to have the same reaction as our king sitting on the throne. Amen. If indeed you and I are sitting with him there on the throne. Amen. Praise God to my Father. Amen. Amen. Amen.